Microsoft Excel has become an indispensable calculation, prototyping, and simulation tool for organizations worldwide. Increasingly, these organizations use Excel to model complex and long-running workbooks, which have many iterations and may include large numbers of variables. Organizations that create these complex workbooks include financial conglomerates that own hedge funds. These hedge funds typically use advanced mathematical formula, such as Black-Scholes option pricing, on datasets that can include years of stock market trends for multiple stocks and indices. Manufacturers may need to use complex calculations within their inventory and shipping departments to ensure higher productivity, while other organizations, such as scientific research groups, may use sophisticated equations to model the impact of weather patterns on agriculture and the environment. As these spreadsheets grow in complexity, the underlying calculations can take hours or days to complete, even when run on dedicated workstations. Let's walk through an example of how an insurance company might use a sophisticated spreadsheet to determine investment strategies that optimize profit and reduce risk. Contoso Limited is a worldwide provider of insurance products. The company provides in excess of 500,000 life insurance and annuity policies, many with embedded options that guarantee minimum level of benefits. To determine which investments to use to hedge these minimum guarantees, each policy is assessed against up to 1,000 different scenario paths, with each scenario consisting of 20 branches, and every branch having another 100 additional paths to evaluate. The total number of calculations can therefore be as large as 1 trillion operations. The company runs a monthly report to update their investment strategy with the latest policy and market data. Currently, Contoso Limited generates this information by using a Microsoft Excel 2007 workbook running on a high-end dedicated workstation. Yet even with this computational horsepower, it can take up to 10 days to generate the required results. Because Contoso Limited has to update its investment holding to reflect the changing environment, this 10-day delay means that the company is using outdated information to revise their investments. There is increasing concern that in today's ever-changing market conditions, the investments will not provide the desired hedging protection, nor will the company be agile enough to respond to rapid changes. The combination of Microsoft Excel 2010 and Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 Suite enables developers to build solutions that offload the processing of complex workbooks to a parallel processing environment based on high-performance computing, or HPC, clusters. This powerful combination significantly reduces the time required to complete the calculations on these workbooks. A Windows HPC server cluster consists of a head node that manages the cluster and multiple compute nodes that carry out the calculations. The head node runs the job scheduler, which allocates jobs and tasks to the compute nodes based on the factors such as scheduling policies and job priorities. Windows HPC clusters can also include one or more broker nodes, which enable developers to create a service-oriented architecture, or SOA, application for building web service applications on the cluster. For the HPC cluster to work efficiently, it is important that the workbook calculations can be broken down into independent work units that can execute asynchronously. A SOA programming model helps to increase scalability, enabling the independent workloads to execute in parallel, while providing reliability and enterprise-level resilience. Depending on the operation of the functions within the spreadsheet, you can either run multiple copies of the spreadsheet on the cluster or separate out user-defined functions, or UDFs, and run those UDFs on the cluster nodes by using Excel link libraries, or XLLs. Developers can easily implement this solution by using the Windows HPC Software Development Kit. Let's return to our example. Contoso Limited found it could significantly reduce the time taken to calculate its monthly report by migrating to the latest 64-bit edition of Microsoft Excel 2010. The developers then analyzed the workbook and identified portions that could run in parallel tasks. These tasks were scheduled to execute on individual copies of Excel 2010 running on a multi-node, multi-core HPC cluster. As each instance of Excel 2010 completed its calculations, it returned its results through the broker node back to the Excel 2010 running on the client computer. Here you can see the increase in calculation speed that the cluster provides on a small subset of the main spreadsheet. This spreadsheet has been adapted to run the individual calculations executing on the local computer. You can appreciate that this process takes a considerable amount of time to complete. As you can see, the calculations are performed sequentially and the results displayed one at a time. A total time to complete the calculations locally is around 80 seconds. The calculation is now repeated, but this time using the computational power of the cluster. Note that there is a slightly longer time before the first result is delivered, as the nodes all need to load up copies of the Excel workbook. After this initialization process completes, the calculations are now done in parallel, and the final results are delivered and displayed almost instantaneously. The total time to complete the same calculations is now around 8 seconds, which corresponds to a 10 times increase in processing speed with just a modest 4-node cluster. The result of these relatively simple architectural changes was that the time required to update the insurance products report at Contoso Limited dropped dramatically, from up to 10 days to just over 2 hours. With this significantly reduced runtime, the company was able to increase the precision of its models while still being able to schedule the report to run daily, resulting in more dynamic and better matched investment strategies that generate enhanced business value. Microsoft Excel 2010, in conjunction with Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, enables organizations that run complex and long-running spreadsheet-based calculations to reduce runtimes. The decrease in execution time is proportional to the size and architecture of the HPC cluster and the ability to separate out the calculations into parallel operations. By obtaining the results of complex spreadsheet calculations more rapidly, your organization can get critical insights more quickly and stay ahead of the competition. To find out more about how Microsoft and certified partners can combine Microsoft Excel 2010 and Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 to benefit your business, go to the following resources.